Well, it sounded a little bit like the little noises that were coming out of the last song that Mark played. So, it inspired me to play a fine new wave punk song about Chinese takeout food.
Any idea what year that Susie and the Banshees song?
Hong Kong Garden? I believe 1979.
Okay.
Is there no? There's new numbers in this thing, but yeah, it's it fits in the 70s.
Very, very B-52s like. If you perhaps thought that that's who you were hearing.
No, that was Susie and the Banshees, Hong Kong Garden. It was a chart hit for them.
Yep.
Believe it or not. And hey, that's what we do here on Cosmic Slop. We play the outside, the mainstream.
The overlooked historical. The forgotten.
Musical pieces.
Yeah. The never found. Mm-hmm. And heavens, he's Joel and I'm Chuck. 2 hours worth of this
We
get to do every 2 hours, and damn, that's nice. It's a privilege and an honor, and it's fun. So that's why we've been doing it for lo these many years. And if you would like to lo the many years with us, you could dial 612-626-4770 or 1-800-626-4770 if you're out of range or out of change.
It's a two-way street.
Yep.
when you're talking over the wired communication, including the internet.
Yep.
You can send us email at request@radiok.org.
request@radiok.org. That's the email address.
What
live
about
in the studio.
Jorma Kaukonen?
Is he still with us? He's one of those guys that might take off at any moment.
The rubber policeman wants to talk St. Urho's Day.
Heine Sirka.
As opposed to St. Patrick's Day.
Grasshopper, please go home.
Mm-hmm.
Your house is on fire and your children are burning. yes, Heine Sirka.
Well, that's a good way to motivate people.
Yeah, exactly.
Or grasshoppers, as the case
grasshoppers.
May be.
Grasshoppers. Yeah. For all those good Finns out there, the St. Urho's Day. which I'm now forgetting if it's today or if it's the day after. I'm forgetting which. I think
it's... Oh, fine Finn you are.
it's one fraction of my genetic makeup, and perhaps apparently it's the forgetful part today.
Well, you know, they do a lot of heavy drinking in Finland, and it affects the memory.
I read an interesting story about the Finland governmental structure, and that they have 18 some different parties. They never say anything to try to offend everyone, because nobody gets anything done without a coalition.
Mm.
And so they're having a very, unremarkable election, because no one really cares who wins, because there are so many parties, no one really dominates even when you are in power.
Wow. An essentially conservative system.
Yeah.
In the sense of nothing ever changes.
Uh-huh.
Well, if they ain't broke, don't fix it.
And they got all them cell phones that everybody loves so much. Some of those big high-tech companies over there.
Yeah, you think Nokia's Japanese? It's actually a Finn.
That's true.
It's Finnish.
It's true.
And, of course, I just put out a giant brand name there. But it's by means of explanation.
Yes.
You think that it's Japanese, but no, it's actually...
IRC, Internet Relay Chat, a Finn came up with that. Came up with that a little over a decade ago.
That's because their entire telephone structure is digital there. They have...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have one of the most advanced telephone systems in the entire world.
And when it's really dark up near the Arctic Circle, there's lots of time to sit and tinker.
In front of the cathode ray tubes.
Exactly right.
Good enough.
All right.
So, hey. Thanks for reminding me that tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, it is.
I'm breaking the Lenten meat fast.
Yes.
Seeing as St. Patrick's Day always falls during Lent, it's the one exception that I make.
Oh, you do? You grant yourself
St. Patrick's Day for the corned beef?
Oh, I see.
It trumps the... I don't know. It's the unstoppable force meeting the immovable object. So I'll be cooking myself a brisket tomorrow, corned beef and cabbage and potatoes and carrots and all that tasty stuff. And then I'll be sticking it in the freezer until after Easter to finish it off, because I doubt I can eat 4.5 pounds of corned beef in one day.
So right in the middle of Lent, Joel turns into a leprechaun for 24 hours, and then boom, back on the horse. You don't hear horses and leprechauns mentioned together too often.
No, because they're naturally antipathetic.
It's hard to get up on a horse when you are a wee tiny leprechaun.
They tend to get crushed.
They do.
What
are we going to play?
We're going to play Michael Johnson.
Oh, really?
A show tune.
Oh, his groovy, dark, brooding version of the Rodgers and Hart? He says,
I can never remember what musical it's from.
Which
I can
team
never
it is.
Remember, yeah. Which
I used to
team
know. It's like it's
wrote Almost Like Being in Love.
Yes, it's like Carousel or something. I'll look it up. We'll figure it out in a second. But this is Michael Johnson's soft rock hit.
Mm. The man soft, smooth, and smoky.
Bluer than blue. He eventually went for the show tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to follow in the footsteps of Sinatra. I just made that part up.
Hey, those are pretty big shoes to fill there, little mister.
With cement. Almost Being in Love. This is Michael Johnson on Cosmic Slot.
On 770 and 106.5. Ready, okay. And
Of programming on Radio K is supported by the University of Minnesota Reuse Program. The Reuse Program Warehouse offers furniture and computers and is now open to the public on Thursdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. located at 883 29th Avenue Southeast in Minneapolis. More information is available at 612-626-9152.
Experience. Digital.
RadioK.org.
Visit RadioK.org. Uncover exclusive information. Explore the music. experience RadioK.org.
Hey, and there came the moving and stereo sounds that clip out. Cosmic Slop on 770 Radio K playing the legendary first Cars record because, well, it's the only first
it's
Cars
legendary.
Record.
Mm-hmm. There's only one first.
Right. Lead singer Ben Orr, we preempted a friend of Slop Iffy's request.
Really?
Apparently you chose that song. You were channeling Iffy's brainwaves from across the town here.
We share a birthday. Apparently we share a brain as well.
Apparently. That's a big brain.
It's one.
Well, at least it gets used a lot.
Yeah, that was Bye Bye Love by The Cars.
Yes.
Off of The Cars.
Yep.
Their first album. And Neon Philharmonic in the middle there with Heidi Ho Princess.
Yes, a song that rocketed in 1970 to the number 94 slot on the top 40 charts.
Or was it 93?
I don't remember which I just said.
I believe it was 93.
It was 90-something. I just looked it up, and it's not worth opening the book.
Well, it's higher than I ever got on the charts, so you can't begrudge them that. Heidi Ho Princess by the Neon Philharmonic.
We need to say what they are. They are an...
The songwriter, the mastermind behind the Neon Philharmonic, is a guy named Tupper Saucy.
Tupper.
I imagine he was a bow tie wearer, too.
There was a drive-in restaurant when I was growing up in Chaska, Minnesota, and I believe that was the big dessert on Tuesday nights.
The Tupper Saucy.
Mm-hmm. but these Neon Philharmonic was, this is the description in the books here, a chamber-sized orchestra made up of people from the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. Okay. Not a chamber orchestra. This is getting into the semantics, I'll grant you, but... A chamber-sized orchestra. So the type of group they are was dictated by the size of room which they filled.
It's like two in a room, basically.
Right. God. Is that Wiggle It?
Yeah,
Wiggle
just it. A little bit.
That two in a room, the group that sang Wiggle It.
Yeah, and Michael Johnson started things off with Almost Like Being in Love.
Yes.
Mr. Twamala weighs in and says that, yes, indeed, today is St. Erho's Day.
If Mr. Twamala would know, and I got a call from another guy that's also...
Another Finn?
Today is St. Erho's Day. It's not the day after.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And he envies your Finnish skills.
I can't remember the end of the phrase. Heinesirka.
Just talking to the grasshopper, apparently.
Yeah, it's just, I am imitating St. Erho himself, who...
Right.
I'm driving the grasshoppers from Finland. That's the whole thing.
And he wants to hear a song by War. And we'll get plenty of War in the days to come, I'm guessing.
I got a couple of picks along those lines.
Get your
today.
War on, everybody.
I brought a couple.
Oh, God.
It was a big press conference. You'll hear more about it later on the news.
Some people are bound to do things just because other people tell them not to.
Just
to spite people.
My brain
to be dicks.
My brain is really trying to work on everything
we'll
it took on in the
we'll
last
see.
Hour.
We'll see.
CNN carried the little press conference from the Azores Summit live, and I didn't flip around enough. All I know is
Azores Summit live.
All I know is by the time it was over and I flipped channels, I wanted to see if anybody else was still doing in-depth coverage. Mm-hmm. Either the other networks didn't break away, or they just cut right back to what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
NBC. Arena football.
Hey. Oh, that's right.
The
I
AFL.
Forgot. They've started the games at 11, so I could watch a whole game before leaving if I wanted to.
They're checking each other into the wall in arena football land on TV.
Hey.
If you want to watch a really strange-looking game.
It's the 50-yard indoor war.
I know.
I'm a fan.
I know. You went to the games.
I supported the Fighting Pike back when we had had an arena football team here in town. I went to 3 Fighting Pike games.
You were at the one where Ventura rappelled from the ceiling, didn't you?
No, Ventura didn't rappel from the ceiling.
Oh, no,
the
guy got stuck.
The guy got stuck, yeah.
Somebody
was suspended
else
about a quarter of the way down, and they had to... it took them 2 quarters to get the guy back up into the rafters again.
So the game proceeded with him dangling above.
It was a whole lot more interesting than the game, to be perfectly honest. And, Tony Lee, that jackass from KQ, was the...
Yes.
The color coordinator, the announcer.
The arena announcer.
And he was openly mocking the team while he was announcing at the Target Center. It's like, ass. let's not encourage these guys. Let's make sure that we don't have a team next year.
Like somebody would blow a catch and he would, nice job.
Oh, yeah, nice job,
nice
guys.
Nice job, buddy.
I know, what a prick.
It's too bad. Ooh, hey, listen to you.
I know. Well,
Saucy mouth.
I know, I'm getting all Tupper Saucy at you. But I went to see a game, the Fighting Pike playing the Iowa Barnstormers, which is where Kurt Warner came from.
Right.
And the Barnstormers had the coolest football uniform I have ever seen. They had the best looking uniform.
Shaped like a Fokker triplane?
No, the helmets had the logo on the helmet. The Vikings have horns, and the Cowboys have the little star.
Yes.
Which is what that has to do with. Oh, I guess it's the Lone Star State.
Yeah.
But the Barnstormers had aviator goggles painted on there.
Oh, so it looked like they had
it looked really
goggles.
Cool. And they had, like, propellers and stuff on their uniforms. They were awesome uniforms. Of course, the team has since disbanded and moved someplace else, but...
Somewhere those helmets are being hoarded by someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was impressed. I thought, awesome outfits.
Man.
Yeah, and they they wiped up the place with the fighting pike.
Now, the XFL, when that was around, mm-hmm. they allowed people to put offensive weapons on the helmets, right? And, like, spear
Pretty
each
much.
Other?
Pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, later on in the season, yeah. But,
You could actually take implements mm-hmm. out on the field with you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there are no substitutions. You play until...
You drop.
Until only Jonathan E. is skating around and then puts the ball in the goal.
Skates? The XFL
there
was
skates,
on skates
yeah.
by the end?
And yeah, boy.
That
game was crazy.
You could
see John Houseman up in the stands just, you know, fuming at what was going on down on the field. I was an XFL fan, too.
I know you were.
I was going to go to Chicago to see the Enforcers play the New York, New
Well,
Jersey
you'd have to, because the camera angles were so lousy during some of those bad weather games, you'd almost have to go to Chicago to actually see the game.
But here's the ticket. The NFL has appropriated the Skycam, the camera suspended on a wire up above the field.
Yeah.
They have that now.
Cool.
That's what I think. It's like it was several years ahead of its time, and I knew that some of that stuff was going to end up being used by real football, quote-unquote.
Well, it's because those camera crews, they still work for the network.
Mm-hmm.
Technology's technology. And
I know. Yeah, we set the stuff up, might as well use it. But, yeah, they got people down on the field, you know, the cameras on the field. It's all the same. You know, and they poo-pooed the XFL. I thought it was great.
What are we playing?
Oh, sour grapes for leagues past. We're playing Johnny Guitar Watson.
Ooh, which one? One of those groovy singles?
No, a soft and tender ballad. It's the song that inspired that Bill Cosby thing.
Yes, yes, yes?
Yes, yes. No.
Simple Love Affair.
Simple Love Affair.
Okay.
It's got
the slow burner.
The slow burner with...
You would call it maybe a Barry White type of deal.
Precisely. It sounds an awful lot like that. But it's Johnny Guitar Watson getting his love on. Getting all juicy.
And what's it called?
It's called Nothing Left to Be Desired. Oh yeah, it's a talking smoky love blues, and it's pretty awesome.
The late Johnny Guitar Watson,
mm-hmm.
or as he sometimes was known, Guitar Johnny Watson. It depended on which era of his career you found him in.
Or Little Johnny Watson.
Yep.
Yeah, he wore many hats.
He did,
including that slouchy one in the sunglasses later on in his career. But no, this is Nothing Left to Be Desired, a perfect smoky song for a sunny Sunday afternoon
on Cosmic Slab.
770 and 106.5
Radio.
FM Radio K.
Right.
You know, baby, I was just standing here thinking about all the things that a man wants in his life, and he finds that when he finally gets those things, he finds one thing wrong with it or another. And I can truly say that since I found you, there is nothing left to be desired. I mean, absolutely nothing left to be desired. On the for real side. Girl, you are my inspiration. Yeah. Having you, what a sensation. Well, you make a man feel like a man. Huh. When problems rise, you understand. Whoa, oh, baby, I need you, girl. With you by my side, I could rule the world. Move a mountain, climb the highest tree. If I know that you are standing close to me. Come on, close to me. Well, you make me feel a little higher. Yeah. Make me feel a little higher. Yeah. Nothing left to be desired. No. Ain't nothing left to be desired. Having you is such a treasure.
Yes, it is.
I'm loving you. Now come whatever. Well, you're the gold that in my rainbow. You're all that is and plenty more.
I'd like to say,
oh, 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 baby, I need you, girl. With you by my side, I can rule the world. Move a mountain, climb the highest tree. If I know that you are standing close to me.
Come on.
Close to me. walls. You make me feel a little higher. Yes, you do. Make me feel a little higher. Yeah. Ain't nothing left to be desired. No. Nothing left to be desired. Scat a little bit in here. Listen. If I know that you are standing close to me, come on, close to me, cause you make me feel a little higher, yeah, make me feel a little higher, yeah, you do now, nothing left to be desired, no, nothing left to be desired, let me say it again.
Want to get the word out about your business and support Radio K at the same time? Underwriting is a unique, fun, and hip way to let people know about your business. Call Sarah at 612-625-3500 or email sales@radiok.org for ways that you can help Real College Radio and promote your company or event. That is Sarah at sales@radiok.org. A surplus wearing portion of Radio K is brought to you by Harris Warehouse Canvas and Camping, located within walking distance of the University of Minnesota's Minneapolis campus at 501 30th Avenue Southeast. Harris Warehouse is a supplier of camping equipment and tents from Eureka and Kelty, Artist Canvas, a variety of outdoor fabrics, and newer used government surplus outerwear and footwear. Harris Warehouse Canvas and Camping has also provided custom sewing and repair work for over 50 years. Harris Warehouse Canvas and Camping, 612-331-1321. Open 8:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and until 4 p.m. Saturdays. And now on the web at www.harriscanvascamp.com.
sometimes I'm wrong, but I'm aching now and sinking slowly, and I know.
A comprehensive portion of Radio K is brought to you by Roadrunner Records. Roadrunner's many specialties include punk, avant-garde, local, international, and used CDs and vinyl. Roadrunner also stocks Radio K hits. Celebrating 13 years in the heart of South Minneapolis, Roadrunner brings you hard-to-find independent and minor label releases, as well as reissued and collectible original LPs. Roadrunner Records is located at 43rd and Nicollet, two blocks west of 35W. Their phone number is 612-822-0613. Roadrunner Records is a proud supporter of 770 Radio K.
Smile!
mocking, vituperative, and you don't get to use that word often enough.
I use it a lot, actually.
Okay. Well, I don't get
I've
to use it.
I've been using vitriol and vituperative. There's some other one I've been using a lot lately. A lot of anger words are coming up a lot lately.
Yeah, strange how that happens.
Yeah.
The police.
Disingenuous has been used a lot lately.
Obfuscatory?
Yeah, that's a good one. And nomenclature for some reason. I've used the word nomenclature a lot. The police.
Equivocation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can say that too.
The police, by request for friend to slap Iffy from their first Forgan sounding. French sounding.
Outlandos d'amour.
That's right. Born in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
From a brand new Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees.
The Police.
That's correct. They got together and played together for the first time in 18 years with a minimal amount of grousing, and I'm sure Sting called the shots.
Gordon, Andy, and Stewart.
That's correct.
Mike Batt and Cullen Blundstone in the center there.
Heavens.
With Losing Your Way in the Rain.
It's a weird teaming.
Mm-hmm.
The two of them.
Not particularly. I mean, Blundstone was a vocalist for hire in the early 80s.
Yep.
So Mike Batt got him to come in and sing that lovely little thing.
What was Mike Batt's biggest thing going for him at that point? He had
at
the Womble,
that point?
Well, he had the Wombles going for him in the 70s, a British children's television thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time he was doing that, there's Cullen Blundstone going, remember me? I was in the Zombies. And then and Mike Batt going, oh, I did that children's show.
I'm still writing songs.
Right.
Bat had a solo song or two
right
in the charts as well. I don't know.
Just an oddity?
Just an oddity. It's like Quincy Jones having a hit or something. Well, not quite like Quincy Jones.
Because he's back on the block.
He's cute. And Johnny Guitar Watson started things off with Nothing Left to Be Desired.
It really does sound like that Cosby song.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we got a call from friend of Slop John that, to best of our knowledge, no, he was never known as
Johnny Watson,
Watson
Guitar
or mm-hmm. Watson Johnny Guitar. It just never went that route.
Or Ray J Jr.
Yeah, he gets to call me Johnson.
Please quit talking about Johnson. Radio K is proud to sponsor Cursive on Tuesday, March 18th in the Quest's Ascot Room. Neckwear required. Small Brown Bike will open the show. Doors for this all-ages event are at 7 p.m. For more information, the Quest's telephone number is 338-3383. Cursive on Tuesday.
Oh, right then.
The 18th.
The Ascot Room.
Mm-hmm.
Upstairs at the Quest.
Mm-hmm. Got a little fountain, so you can dip your ascot in it if you're feeling a little peaked.
Yes, if you splash a bit of cool water on your neck, one of those funny things people only do in movies. I really need to put a little cool water on my neck, and that will calm me down.
You get to see a lot of that
I'm
in Inherit the Wind.
Flustered, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And warm milk to help me turn in at night.
Mm-hmm.
The police were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last week, along with The Clash and Costello and the Righteous Brothers and somebody else who I'm suddenly forgetting in the performer category. But, AC/DC. And,
You can't forget AC/DC.
Yeah, you really can't.
No.
They're so tiny, though, it is easy to overlook them. But,
in dictionary definition.
That's right.
Two.
But, the police played, and you can watch it tonight. I'm going to put in a plug for cable television. VH1's big deal is that they tape it, and then they quick slice and dice a long, rambling, speech-filled, show into a quick television thing, and they air it within a week.
Take the politics and the streakers out and stuff.
They'll probably tidy it up, and some of the more probably unending jams at the end of the night. So you can watch this tonight. You can watch the police play a couple of tunes together.
Mm-hmm.
No performance from The Clash. For some of you, they were offered the chance to play without Joe Strummer since he passed away.
Right.
They said thanks, but no thanks.
That makes sense.
And Costello, well, we'll talk about Costello later because I want to play some.
Mm-hmm.
He plays too, but not with the full attractions lined up. But we'll talk about that later.
Right.
It's a couple amusing side stories to that.
Since we were there and all.
Oh, yeah. No, I just...
We were hanging with Declan and all the boys. Yeah, exactly. So, McCartney.
Oh, heavens.
Hey, tomorrow, it's the reinforcing of the stereotypes,
mm-hmm.
according to The Onion.
Yeah, right.
And in that case, they hit the nail right on the head. But, celebrate the drunkenness. the beer guzzling,
mm-hmm.
the green vomiting
mm-hmm.
aspect of the Irish American culture.
In 1979, Paul McCartney tried to come up with a groovy little charity concert and a theme that went with it. His big rockestra with the rockestra theme,
mm-hmm.
it didn't catch on. In 2001, he came up with Freedom, a giant post 9/11 anthem that got everybody's toe a tapping on stage for a couple of renditions at the big show that he helped organize.
Uh-huh.
Did really didn't catch on.
No.
But you go back to 1973, a song of a protest of a political of an anthemic nature.
Mm-hmm.
He struck the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
And do you know, it's a statement that was kind of.
It was highly controversial.
It was highly controversial. It's, you know, when he actually sticks his neck out for something, he succeeds.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sticking his neck out for the Irish.
He being British.
Mm-hmm. Although, you know, he's got his little homes out in the woods and stuff. I mean, he lives in the hinterland.
He has that Mick in his name. He has McCartney in the name there. Pardon the yeah.
The inadvertent slur. No, but Mr. McCartney went to bat for the Irish, and lays it right on the table in the title of the song.
Give Ireland back to the Irish. It was a big hit. It was controversial. Was it banned?
I'd imagine it was not played
by the BBC.
Oh, jeez. BBC would never play something like this.
Fastest selling single ever.
Up to that point,
it did gangbusters and heavens. It's very British specific, so you don't find it on greatest hits or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But here it is now.
Give Ireland back to the Irish.
Paul McCartney and Wings on Cosmic Slup
on Radio K.
Very nice.
but they don't know what to do. It's the time of the reason for the people like you. Call back tomorrow, show the scars on your face. It's a clue to the answer.
we're a Pat Benatar cover band. Anyway.
Excellent.
It was on the TV last night. Cosmic Slop on 770 Radio K, which is also...
Yeah, 770 Radio K, 106. It's KUOM AM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, KUOM FM, St. Louis Park.
That's a mouthful.
That's Radio K.
On both bands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not on the shortwave as far as I know.
Nope.
Unless there's somebody out there rebroadcasting.
Hope not.
Not a bad idea.
But that's the deal. 106.5 FM.
Grassroots organization.
We're there too on basically any... Mm-hmm. Anytime St. Louis Park High School isn't using the frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Nights and weekends.
That's the detail.
All summer long. We just heard Rachel Sweet.
Who does Lisa like?
Don't know.
I don't know. It's a mystery. That's why she's singing the song.
Oh, okay.
Atomic Rooster in the middle there with Devil's Answer.
That rules.
Big old hit from 1974.
That is some of the sloppiest horn work I've ever heard on top of a scrappy little guitar riff.
I bet it was Bobby Keys. I bet it was the horns from the Stones traveling. Yeah, it's got that sound.
It was pretty cool.
It's got that smacked out sound. And Paul McCartney started things off with Give Ireland Back to the Irish.
Bass is fun to listen to on that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's all kind of up loud. It's got that singing, walking, talking McCartney bass. Speaking of Stones horn section, I was yapping with my neighbor yesterday who went a trading. He's one of those. He uses the internet to contact people far away, which is a really good use of the internet.
Uh-huh.
And he's got himself a whole slug of, like, you know, Stones rarities and stuff. He's swapping with people, you know, and a bunch of, like, Exile era outtakes and stuff, and he's just reveling in it. Importantly, it was mm-hmm. like this overwhelming amount of stuff. He was trying to remember exactly where it all was,
mm-hmm.
but like TV appearances. I'm like, I would like to know. I don't know if the Stones. We'd almost should ask Radio K friend of Slob, friend of K Helget. The Stones do TV appearances and stuff so much. Like once they hit like the early 70s.
Did they?
I mean, in the 60s, you know, it was like promote the new single and go to Ed Sullivan and whatnot. But when they were scrappy. And really strung out, would they still show up and, you know, Stones are on the show? Or were they above that? Did they not do that then? I wonder. I don't know. I'm asking a very open-ended question.
Mm-hmm. I'd imagine, you know, Jagger would get on Dick Cavett and chat with him, or, you know, David Frost would have them on. Or
I'm just thinking about the drugged-out appearance of Sly Stone. On Dick Cavett, which was a great performance, but incoherent interview.
Wiped his nose a lot.
Yeah.
He apparently had a cold that day.
Stuffy. Kind of stuffy.
So, where do you go from here now that all the children are growing up?
I don't know.
How do we spend our time knowing nobody gives us a damn? Wow, I just did a Shatner.
You did. You just did the
William Shatner project.
Did a dramatic reading. Is it possible to parody him anymore?
Games people play. You take it, or you leave it.
Right
Things
or wrong.
Things that they say just don't make it right.
Right.
I promised you the moon and stars, would you believe it?
He should.
Games people play.
Games
in the
people
middle
play.
Of the night.
Right or wrong, they just can't
Harris.
Stop it.
That was more Richard Harris than William Shatner.
12:45. That's what Shatner should do. An interpolation of the Spinners, Games People Play, and the Alan Parsons Project, Games People Play. There, we just invented something new for Bill Shatner.
No,
he did a Splatball DVD. You got to figure he's available for,
I think Skank and Pickle is going to take that on. That's some little snot-nosed indie band that's going to do that. Hey, wouldn't it be cool for the games people play by these guys and the games people play by the other guys put together? It would sound something like this.
Somebody's done it at some point. You know they have. If only so the person on stage with the lowest voice could just go,
12:45. Works every time.
Yeah. So, what are we doing next? Which one? Did you choose?
The two...